Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Now we're going to talk about other similarities between Maaseh Sheni and Bikurim that are not similar to Truma. Yesh b'maaseh v'abi Bikurim ma'ase'en kein b'truma. There are similarities between Maaseh Sheni and Bikurim that are not similar to Truma. Sh'maaseh v'abi Bikurim t'unin havas makom. The halach is that Maaseh Sheni has to be brought to Yerushalayim and only eaten in Yerushalayim. Also, Bikurim is brought to the Beis HaMikdash, where you say the parsha, and then after that the Kahanim only are allowed to eat them in Yerushalayim. Of course, Truma can be eaten anywhere. Utu'unin vidoy, the halach is that Maaseh Sheni needs to be said the parsha of Biur. Also, Bikurim, you need to say the parsha of Arame Oved Avi. While Truma, although included in the parsha of Biur, there isn't a halacha that needs to be said on Truma, and if you only had Truma left over, there wouldn't be any parsha that's said over Truma. So that's, again, a similarity of Maaseh Sheni and Bikurim that's not applicable to Truma. V'asurin la'ainin, the halach is that a person who has a relative that died on that day, they're now allowed to eat Maaseh Sheni, because it says in the Pasuk, la'yachalti ba'ainin, I didn't eat it while I'm an ainin. And by Bikurim, the halach is similar, an ainin can't eat them, because we know, v'samach b'cholatayiv, it says you have to be in simcha, and obviously an ainin is not b'simcha, so he cannot eat Bikurim, while in Truma, an ainin is allowed to eat the Truma. Reb Shimon Matir. Reb Shimon says, no, in this particular case, when it comes to an Einein, Bikurim is like Truma, and an Einein is allowed to eat Bikurim. Next, V'chayavim Babir, the halacha is that both Maaseh Sheni and Bikurim are in the Parsha of Bir, so that at the end of the cycle, you haven't completed what you were supposed to do with the fruits, they would be destroyed. Truma, on the other hand, as long as you just give it away to the Kain at the end of the cycle, there is no halacha of destruction when it comes to Truma. Reb Shimon Paiter. Again, similarly to what we said before, Reb Shimon says that the Bikurim is putter from beer, just like Truma. V'asurin kol shehein melecha, b'yushalayim. Here we're going to have halacha as follows. We know that normally, Maaseh Sheni and Bikurim, if they get mixed up in a mixture with chulin, is batal, roiv in the case of Maaseh Sheni, or 100-1 in the case of Bikurim. However, if you bring it into Yerushalayim, and then they become mixed up with chulin, then the halacha is that they are usur even a kol shehein, that there is no halacha of bittal once you brought them into the walls of Yerushalayim. And that's what this Mishnah is saying, that there are surin kol shehein melecho b'Yerushalayim. Once you bring them to Yerushalayim, even a kol shehein is asur. V'giduleim, asurin melecho b'Yerushalayim. Similarly, if you bring Maaseh Sheni b'Bikurim into Yerushalayim, and then you mix them up with chulin, and you plant the seeds of that mixture, and there's growth from them, the halacha by Truma is that it's mutter, but when it comes to Maaseh Sheni and Bikurim, the halacha is that in that instance, it is going to be asur. Af lazarim v'la behema, and in the case of Bikurim, they have all the halachas that apply. They can't be eaten by a zar, and they can't be given to a behema to eat. They have to be given to a kain, just like the regular halachas of Bikurim. However, Reb Shimon Matir, again, Reb Shimon, as previously stated, he holds in these instances, Bikurim would be similar to Truma, and in both the mixture case and in the case of Giduleim, they would be mutter, just like Truma. Har elu b'maiser u'babi Bikurim, these are similarities of Maaseh Sheni and Bikurim, Ma'ase'en kein b'Truma, that do not apply to Truma. Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Yesh b'Truma v'Maaser, Ma'ase'en kein b'Bikurim. Now we're going to say there's similarities between Truma and Maaser that do not apply to Bikurim. Sh'Truma v'Maaser, Eisrim Esagarim. We know, we've learned previously, both for Trumas and Maaseh Sheni, that once you complete the process of the fruits, you cannot eat that fruit until you take off Truma or Maaseh Sheni. That is not a concept that applies to Bikurim. Bikurim is a concept you just have to pick it off the tree as the first fruits. There's no concept of gairin when it comes to Bikurim. V'yesh lehem shir, both Maaseh Sheni and Truma have a shir. Obviously Maaseh Sheni is 10%. Truma has no shir midaraisa, but midrabanan, there is a shir. But Bikurim, there's no shir even midrabanan. V'noigin b'chala peres, Truma and Maaseh apply to all fruits. However, Bikurim, we learned previously, only applies to the shivas haminim, to the seven produce of Eretz Yisrael. Bifnei Abayis, Ushalei Bifnei Abayis. Both Truma and Maaseh apply both at the time of the Beis HaMikdash and after the Beis HaMikdash, even Bizman HaZeh. While Bikurim only applies at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they do not apply Bizman HaZeh. Uba Risin, Uba Chachorais, Uba Sikurak, Rikain, Uba Gazan. We learned previously by Bikurim that sharecroppers, renters, terrorists, or Gazlanim, they don't own the land, so they're Patur and Bikurim, but obviously all these people are still Chayef to bring Truma and Maaser from the produce. Hari Elu but Truma of Maaser, Ma'ase'en kein b'Bikurim. So again, these are similarities of Truma and Maaser that do not apply to Bikurim.